This is All Things Considered from NPR News. I'm Alyssa Block.
And I'm Robert Siegel. A statement has been posted on YouTube that appears to signal a high-profile defection from the regime of Syria's President Bashar al-Assad. The Attorney General of the embattled city of Hama has resigned, and he claims to have detailed information about the deaths of scores of anti-government protesters, all killed on a single day. As NPR's Kelly McEvers reports, the statement is one of the most detailed accounts of the government crackdown since the Syrian uprising began in March.
In the video, Adnan Mohammed al-Bakur wears a light blue sport coat and sits behind a desk. He says he has information that 72 anti-government protesters were killed in detention on July 31st. That was the first day of the so-called Ramadan offensive in Hama, when troops and tanks rolled into a city that had been a center of protest. Bakur says he also knows about more than 400 protesters who were killed by security forces and left in mass graves in public parks. He says he was asked to prepare a report saying the victims were killed by armed gangs. He says thousands of protesters have been detained, hundreds of these have been tortured, and he says the army destroyed homes in Hama while people were still inside. Then, in perhaps the most shocking segment of the video, he names names. The Minister of Interior and various officers in the military and intelligence agencies, men, he says, are directly responsible for the deaths. He says he'll provide documents and witnesses at a later time. The entire statement lasts only a couple of minutes. It ends with a warning. Never think that God is oblivious to what the unjust are doing. Shortly after the video emerged, Syrian state TV broadcast a story saying Bakur had actually been kidnapped by terrorists and forced to make the statement at gunpoint. The state media cited Bakur's driver and bodyguard. The driver said Bakur's car was surrounded by seven men armed with Kalashnikov rifles. He said he tried to make an emergency phone call at the time, but the network was busy and he couldn't get through. Bakur then issued another video statement. It was first broadcast on the Saudi-owned TV network Al Arabiya. Bakur wears the same sport coat, this time with no tie. I quit my post in protest of the savage behavior of the regime toward peaceful protesters, he says. The Syrian state TV version is devoid of truth. I am under the protection of the revolutionaries, he says. I will give live statements as soon as I am outside the country. Activists say Bakur is seeking ways to be smuggled out of Syria. They say the crackdown in Hama has only intensified as authorities go door to door looking for him. Kelly McEvers, NPR News, Beirut.